The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at the producer Nick. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Hope you guys are having a good day, and I hope you got to get outside a little bit, because it's we are not going to get. I'll go on record as saying we're not getting any more days like this. So
I mean, yesterday and today, back to back, amazing weather. And supposedly we've got a couple more days of this coming. So I'm not mad if it stays like this forever. If we get mid 60s forever, I'd be cool with that.
We're not getting mid 60s forever, but it. But we're
come on,
it's
Fred.
I'm sorry. It's supposed to last until Friday, though, and then it's not going to get brutally hot. So there's that. But, I mean, just days like this are just gifts, man.
Few and far between. Them.
Yeah, we maybe get, what, 5-6 of these a year?
Yeah.
So
cherish it. It's the same weather today here that it is in Seattle, is what my my in-laws were saying.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
And – you know what's so weird, though? Yesterday, it was so beautiful, and then and I guess the day before, in the afternoon it was. And one state over in Arkansas and Louisiana, they're having these ridiculous tornadoes.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so strange, man. I'm sitting out there on the balcony thinking, wow, what a beautiful afternoon, and reading all these stories about Louisiana and Mississippi getting destroyed, and then Arkansas. It's like, geez. I think this one is for you, AJ.
Give it to me.
281 says, I've been a fan of this time slot since Carl Dukes doing his put 'em up shtick. As a longtime and loyal listener, shouldn't I be allowed total control of what content is aired and discussed during the 4-7 p.m. time slot, just following the lead of our elected officials in D.C. with this request?
No, you don't have total control. No matter how long you've been there.
I think we should call him King 832. this whole thing is just getting to be such a, you know, I have been trying so hard to just stay away from, you know, any of this political stuff. And I mean, you know, total control. I mean, I've tried to give our president the benefit of the doubt on a lot of stuff, but we do not need a dictator right now. And stuff like that, it just, you know, and frankly, Obama started it with all of his executive orders, and now Trump's taking it to another level, and I can't deal with it right now. I'm just doing my best to ignore it all.
Too much government.
Well, exactly. And remember when states' rights was a big deal in the party that I used to be a part of? Really?
Not as much.
No, not so much. Nope. It's all the president now.
Lamont calling. He's saying that I'm identical twins with Herc from The Wire. What Lamont doesn't know is I'm growing my hair out like Hulk Hogan right now. The plan is for me to keep it bald on top and let the sides grow out, so I have like a 80s Hulk Hogan look. That's
going to
be my new look.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
If it gets long enough, by the time we're out of this thing, I'll dye it blonde, and I'll get the handlebar mustache, and I'll be Hulk Hogan for Halloween.
Well, you could just be Hulk Hogan all the time.
I could be. I mean, I could be. It seems like that would be that might be too much, and I'm pretty sure my wife would. She already doesn't like what I've got going, because I shaved the first day of quarantine. I shaved my face clean. And since then, I've not shaved at all. And she's already tired of it.
Yeah, I've really trying to preserve razors. So I've been shaving my face, but it's like the same razor now five times. So as long as I get it and do it each day, it's no problem. But if I miss a day, then it's like trying to mow grass with it. It's just
I'm impossible. With you on preserving razors because at my house, it's much more important for my wife to have razors than it is for me. Okay, at least now in these trying times. Normally, if you know, I got to keep my head clean, I got to go to work. It's a little bit different, but right now, her staying clean shaven is the priority in the Hoffman household.
Nate from Coaches has a question that says, does anybody else talk to more people on the phone, especially ones you haven't heard from in years during this pandemic? I don't like talking on the phone. I don't either. I hate it.
I'm still not doing it. I'm still texting. But I'm checking in with people that I haven't checked in with in a while, and people are checking in with me that I haven't heard from in a while.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of that, but I did have, when I got up Sunday morning at 4 a.m., and I'd gone to sleep right after the poker tournament, just basically crashed and got up at 4 and tweeted out thanking everybody for playing, and I saw my brother like the tweet, so I just texted him, what the hell are you doing up at 4? And then he gave, and he called, and we talked for about an hour, and that's like the first time I've had that kind of conversation with anybody in a while, and it was cool. I mean, we just talked about a lot of stuff. And then I had a pretty good conversation with Lawyer Dave today, and you know, here and there, I like doing it, but I'm still never going to be a hey, how you doing guy on the phone. I mean, it's just I'm still primarily going to be a texter. But yeah, I have checked in with a lot of people, and you know, especially my friends out of state. And you know, I got some friends in New York and friends in L.A. that I've been checking on, and vice versa. And it's just, you know, it's been nice.
But, yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Let's take a call. Was it Mike?
All right.
It's OU Mike.
OU Mike. Oh, no, OU Mike.
Look what you've done.
Oh, well, we haven't heard from him in a while.
What's up, Mike?
I've got two for you guys, actually. I'm looking at these people that are still going to church right now, and I believe it's the ninth commandment that says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. And when this first came out, you know, the idiots were saying, well, I think it's called some Corona beer, you know. Everybody knew that wasn't true, but what if you dumped it into a bowl of Kellogg's Product 19?
He should have stopped with the first one.
Yeah, the first one, it was okay. He went too far.
Yeah, then it just went downhill from there. Yeah,
you gotta like Kenny Rogers, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Yeah, you go in, you drop the first one, okay, not bad. Not great, but not bad. And then you eject. That's how you have to do it, OU Mike. Sorry. Hey, I want to shout out to whoever it was that told me to watch Community on Netflix. It's a comedy show about a community college, and it's written by one of the co-creators of Rick and Morty. And I watched like four episodes last night and laughed my ass off. I mean, it's really funny. It's got, John Oliver has a role in it, Ken Jeong, Chevy Chase. So old ass Chevy Chase, mm-hmm. who apparently is like one of the hardest guys in the world to work with.
I've heard the same.
Yeah. But, it was it's pretty funny, so I'm looking forward to watching some more of it. Dustin asks, what nights are y'all typically playing in the poker tournaments? I haven't played any of the free ones. I haven't played since Saturday because that was almost 9 hours. And
I played nooner free roll today.
Yeah? How'd you do?
I won.
Ah, well, there you go.
Yeah, I had three-handed. I had a straight flush.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It's good to put a W up because I think I won. I had a really good run last week before the tournament, so I kind of shut it down because I felt like I was playing well and I didn't want to mess with it. And because I guess I won one of those 10 PMs that you and I were in.
Yeah.
And I finished second in another one. And then I might. I don't know. I'm right now. I don't have any plans to play, but that can change. I mean, I can get upstairs and it's 8:05, and I'm like, yeah, I'll jump in and play tonight. So, yeah. Can't really tell you when. So, 713 says, Fred, why do you wake up so early? Off alarm or just on your own? Are you a coffee drinker? because I'm an early bird, so I'm curious what other people's habits are. Right now, I just, you know, I process stress by not sleeping. And, you know, I don't get stressed out in any other part of my life, but where it affects me is sleeping. And, you know, I always get up at 5:30, no matter how late I stay up. But if I go to bed at, you know, 9 or 10, I get up at 4, and I just can't get back to sleep. And sometimes I'll get up for an hour and then go back to sleep. But I right now, I have lost all track of time, with the exception of 4 to 7, Monday through Friday.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, I can't really – my normal life before all this, it was pretty much 5:30 every morning. And that was fine. There was no problem with that. But now there's times I wake up at 3, I can't go back to sleep. So I'll just drink more, or, you know, hopefully that puts me to sleep. It doesn't. Sorry. And then, but lately it's been up at 4. And, you know, and what sucks is I've got the dog trained to sleep through the night now. It's not like she gets me up at 1 to take her out. But, you know, it is, I don't really have an explanation for it other than, just like everybody else, it's stress right now, and I don't sleep well. The other thing that's happening is, there have been a lot of people kind of wandering around our neighborhood at odd hours now. And, you know, the old dog slept through a breakthrough. The little dog does not sleep through anything. And if somebody's out there, she'll just go crazy. And like this morning, she goes nuts. And it's like, I don't know, 3:30. So I get up to go see what it is. And there's two guys just kind of standing on the corner there that look fairly suspicious. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And they heard the dog and took off. And so, you know, stuff like that's been happening a lot lately, too. And then I just can't get back to sleep because now I'm like, eh. So.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can wake up pretty much at any point and go right back to sleep. But I also stay up so late. I mean, especially now, you know, like that's my natural instinct is to stay up late and sleep in. And then when I took the PD job, that had to kind of stop. And now I normally go to bed by midnight and, you know, I wake up pretty early. But since this is going on, I'm back to catching my late hours.
Yeah. I just right now things are just so unstructured, and that's the thing. And you know, I always keep like a real strong structure every day. It's like, this time is for this, this time is for this, this time's for the gym. And, you know, and if you do that, then you have enough time to sort of chill a little bit too, because you get all your stuff done. But when you get all your stuff done and you've taken all these other things out of your day, and suddenly you've got all this other time to chill, it's like you just kind of lose track of time. And so, you know, it's not a big deal, but right now I don't have any structure at all in terms of what I'm doing, other than I know I have to be on air at 4 o'clock. So.
Right.
All right. Let's take a quick break. A lot more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, Nick, do we have a caller? Oh, he dropped? Okay. Well, never mind. So
much for that.
We were going to put you on, Peter. What the hell? 832 says, been listening to you guys for over 10 years. Well, wow. Well, we were coming up on 10 years, which
is
kind of funny, I think.
Is it May 1st or June? Yeah, May 1st, I think.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was the first week of May was your first week with us. So
yeah.
we'll just call it May 1st, and that'll be 10 years. And
we were planning on having a celebration, but it unfortunately, due to the coronavirus outbreak, our 10-year anniversary celebration has been postponed.
Well, you know what sucks is, like, we were going to do our 10-year station party, and then Harvey happened.
Yep.
And here we are, we're going to do our 10-year show party, and this happens. But as soon as we can all get back together, we will celebrate the fact that we've been doing this thing together for 10 years, which is pretty amazing if you think about it. But
10 years on one station and in one run.
Yeah. Yeah, which doesn't really happen anymore. So, you know, I'm not surprised. We've had a lot of fun doing it, and hopefully we'll be able to keep doing it for a while. A32 has been listening to you guys for over 10 years and got me through the work college commute through that time. So shout out to our medical professionals, our grocery store workers, our transportation workers for helping us get through this with medical and food needs. Yeah. And listen, you guys who are delivering goods right now, you truck drivers, everybody who's working at the grocery stores and at places like Specs to get us what we need. First responders, man, we appreciate all you guys. And that reminds me, because I need to bring this up again, but the ESPN's we're trying to do a good thing here that BioPledge is doing. We're partnering with a local company, Garner Oil, to help out first responders and medical professionals, and it's this Thursday at Damaris Barbecue. Garner Oil is a Texas distributor for a product called BioPledge. They use BioPledge to treat the interior of vehicles, and how about this? They kill 99.99% of the microbes on contact. Things like bacteria, viruses, and fungus. BioPledge actually bonds to the surface and keeps killing for 30 to 120 days. I would say that's perfect for right now. So yeah. This Thursday, they want to treat the vehicles of first responders and medical professionals for free. They'll be set up in the parking lot of Damaris Barbecue on the West Loop North at 18th Street from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Takes less than 10 minutes for a vehicle to be treated. So if you're a first responder, medical professional, bring your credentials, get a free BioPledge treatment of your vehicle this Thursday in the Damaris Barbecue parking lot, West Loop North and 18th Street. Thank you for your service, and thank BioPledge for doing that, and thank Damaris for hosting it. That is a really cool thing. So, you know, if you guys can take 10 minutes, you know, get your ambulance over there or your police cruiser, anything, and get
Can they take their personal vehicles?
It doesn't say,
like,
on here,
if they're a first responder, but like it, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. So, you know, that's something we'll find out before tomorrow, but I'm almost certain they're doing that. So 281 says 10 years of Fowler and Hoffman. Good Lord. That's a hell of a run for this town. Yeah. Everybody else has kind of bounced around. We
made it a long time.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's, somebody says, give me warning when you have the next 10-year anniversary. I wouldn't count on that.
So, yeah, I doubt it. I doubt Fred's alive for that.
No, and you know, I don't plan on doing this forever. I mean, I love doing it right now, and the fact that, you know, frankly, not having sports has put a lot of what we do not in jeopardy necessarily, but certainly has brought it into question for the long term. I appreciate it more than ever. So, and it's certainly made me want to keep doing it for as long as we can, whether that's 2 months or another 5, 6, 7 years or whenever. Yep. I die. But, you know, this is as much fun for us as it is for you guys. It really is. And I appreciate all the people out there continue to listen to us that have listened to us from the beginning. And, you know, that's the thing. We'll all get through this. I know it sucks right now for a lot of people, and I feel bad for people who've lost their jobs. And, you know, I feel bad for people who don't know where their next paycheck's coming from. And, you know, we're doing our best to help, and just hang in there, because that's all you can do, man. And the reality is, you got to be tough, and you got to fight through it and not give up. Straight Pepper, so from broke to moguls in 10 years, not bad. I wouldn't say mogul. I mean, I'm you know, but that's why I'm not too worried about any of this stuff. I mean, there, I went from a stretch where I was drinking expensive wine on a yacht with Tillman Fertitta and Bob McNair, and 2 years later I was living in my car. So, you know, to me, bad stuff's going to happen, and it's how you respond to it. And, you know, right now, fortunately, I'm in a better position to respond to things than I was then. But, you know.
I was not broke 10 years ago, nor am I a mogul now.
Yeah.
I fall somewhere in between.
You do all right. You do all right. But you always kind of did all right. You never were, you know, you never had to go through. Of course, and here's why you haven't been divorced.
That helps.
And I've always joked about having made and lost three fortunes in my life is really two. And both of them were because of divorces. I mean, because I got destroyed in both of them and then had to start over. And, you know, so I think as long as I don't have another divorce, should be okay. So that's that's where you were smart. You just got one and stuck with it.
You know. That was pretty wise of me, I must say.
Yeah, and so just public service announcement, just don't get married until you're sure or until you have to, because especially if you're a man, divorce sucks. It costs you a lot. And that whole 50% thing, yeah, especially if you don't have a good divorce lawyer, that ain't it. So, but, you know, the thing is, it's just like anything else. You bounce back. And some people, you know, you just, there were times where I was like, man, I just give up. And then you get up the next morning and say, no, screw that. I'm gonna make it back. And then you do. So, as bad as things get, just, you know that there's plenty of chances for you to come back. And I know a lot of people are going to be in that spot right now. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Do not go anywhere. We will have Jerome Solomon next. Is that the plan? Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. Peter says your run on The Blitz is amazing, considering you guys even pepper sprayed a producer. Yeah, that was
Fred's idea.
Yeah, that was all me. I honestly was never really worried about us losing our jobs over that. But it did kind of suck because I had just quit the teaching job. I'd given them notice like the week before. It's like, you know what, I'm going to focus on radio now. And then that happens, and I'm like, can I have that letter back?
It was also happening at a time, like we did that at a time when the station was having its first real taste of success. And, you know, now, mind you, that doesn't necessarily make you immune, because I literally got fired at a station in Austin when I had not just the number one sports show, I had the number one show in Austin, and got fired. And I was like, how is this even possible? Well, I mean, if you piss the right people off, it's possible. Anything's possible. But nobody there was mad at us. They just, I mean, they wanted it to go away. We wanted it to go away, and it went away. And it actually ended up being, I would say, a good thing, because it was a memorable moment for that station.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wanted to promote the crap out of it, and
we did once we got to Gal.
Yeah, because. But they told us we couldn't talk about it or anything, and it was like, damn, man, they should have suspended us for like 3 days and really built it up, and it would have been cool, but no, they just wanted it to go away. One guy we don't want to go away is our good friend Jerome Solomon, star of the Houston Sports Show, which you can hear on ESPN Sunday mornings. You can watch him on Sunday nights. You can read his columns in the Chronicle. And Jerome, what's going on? Was surprised to not see you at the poker tables on Saturday.
I had a Sunday paper to put out, so I was grinding writing on Sunday, Saturday, and I got lost track of time. That was, you asked for some suggestions. One was I was going to put it on another day, put it on Sunday, the day that I don't have
the
to
Lord's
work,
Day. So are you crazy?
Yes, the Lord's Day, so I can come down and rain upon my subjects. Now, before we get too far away, I did want to say, I can appreciate you, Fred, saying you weren't too concerned about your employment at the time. But as I recall from listening to this, and I've listened to it a dozen times and enjoyed it thoroughly every time, the pepper spray incident, it didn't take you very long in there to start creating a narrative of being Mr. Innocent involved in said situation, just in case. So, you may not have been concerned about being fired later, but at the moment, you were smart enough to go, you know what? Let me try to distance myself from, what's your name over there, guy? Oh, AJ. Yeah, AJ.
He socially, I distanced himself from me before it was popular to socially distance. Fred socially distanced himself from me.
I did want it noted for the record, though, that I told him, are you sure you want to do this today? And that, and then, and I also will go on record as the next day when we got called in to the meeting, I told him, if you're going to fire anybody, fire me. And I, and of course they weren't going to fire any of us, but, I did offer to fall on my sword.
That's that smooth move. That's one mix, you know, hey, if you're going to fire somebody, fire me. And then if they fired you, like, I can't believe they fired me. That wasn't the plan. I was just putting that out there, you
it
know.
It was freaking
so
AJ's fault.
Seem
Jesus.
Like the bigger guy.
Well, no, I knew I could always go back and rescind my resignation from teaching. So I wasn't, you know, I figured if somebody needed to go, it should be me. But once I got in there, and the first thing they said is, we can't afford to suspend you for more than a day because we're in a ratings war. I'm like, I think we're okay here.
And I know there are still people out there who don't know. I mean, they know what you're talking about because it does come up on occasion, but they probably haven't heard it. You've got such a wide audience now, and it continues to grow. There are people who have not heard it who have no idea how great this is. You guys have some signature moments, but that one still stands out as just pure gold.
Yeah, well, it was fun. Well, hopefully. The reason we didn't do the tournament on Sunday, and this is kind of a bad story, Jerry Bowe and I were sort of planning it out. It's like, do we want to do this on Saturday or Sunday? And I look at the schedule, and it pops, oh, Sunday's Easter. I didn't even know. So,
well, yeah, I obviously Easter Sunday wouldn't be the popular pick. But, I mean, your man Nick, who's a producer for you guys today, just hit me up 2 minutes before time. And not only did I not know it was almost 5:30, I had no idea today was Tuesday until literally that moment. I was like, what do you want? And I almost didn't even answer the phone because he called from, you know, one of those weird lines that you guys have there at the station. And I was like, why am I even answering this? I don't even answer strange phone calls. So, you know, but it's like that. You don't know a day of the week because there's nothing, nothing's going on a regular schedule. It's not like you can go, oh, the Astros are starting a three-game set, so it must be Friday. You know, they're ready to start a weekend, or it must be Tuesday because they're off on Mondays or what. You don't have any kind of reference of that. You don't have any regular work schedules. You guys do on the Monday through Friday. I've always been when people are like, you know, Monday through Friday and weekend. The weekend never mattered to me because I'm working whatever day of the week that it happened to be working. It doesn't make a difference. But man, it's horrible now.
We'd love to have you play, man. We had Norman Chad played and AJ and a whole bunch of other Matt Dean, Drew Dean. We had some great players and it was a great tournament. So if you get a chance to play this week, we'd love to have you. And you will be there. You'll be surprised at the quality of play, man. There's some good players there.
No, I played in a couple of the free roles, and I was like, okay, it's not too bad. I mean, you know, aside from AJ, the rest of it, I was at a table with AJ throughout most of the first free one you guys did. That was pretty cool. And but there are a lot of great poker players in Houston, and it's a great cause. So no, I definitely want to be part of it for sure. So
I'm
rescheduling my schedule.
Well, I'm really proud that we raised $2,000. You know, we had 137 entries, and then I donated half of my second place winnings, which I'm going to continue to do as long as I'm winning. And then Mike from Texas Card House donated another 100 to give us an even 2,000. So we raised 1,000 each for Kids Meals Houston and for Southeast Texas Food Bank. And my hope is that we're going to beat the crap out of that this week. So we're going to keep doing them as long as people are interested. And they seem to be interested because it's not like we got a hell of a lot else to do right now. So, I mean, you still have a radio show, a TV show, and a column.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still going, but it's a bit of a struggle. Like today I had a couple of interviews that were set up that got canceled. So now I'm literally manufacturing something for tomorrow. You know how that goes sometimes. You're like, okay, what am I going to write? Nothing is really striking my fancy. It's something I really need to weigh in on, and I've got several good things later on in the week. So today is a bit of a struggle, but there are a lot worse situations out there. Trust me, I certainly know. I know, we get too far away from this, but that cause of the food bank, et cetera. I mean, there are people out there who don't have food, you know, and they don't have money, and they can't just order up food from HEB like I'm able to do. I'm fortunate and blessed enough to be able to do it. Hell, I've been in those situations where if this kind of thing had hit at a certain time in my life, it would have been a serious struggle. But, you know, I've always been in a situation where I got a mama and daddy and eight brothers and sisters, so I would have figured it out. But a lot of people aren't in those situations, man. So if you can do something to help, man, we should all be thinking about that, because we would appreciate it if others were thinking about us in the same kind of situation.
Well, not to give you a column idea, but, you know, maybe something on how your Houston media personalities are doing stuff like creating poker tournaments to raise money, and how whatever the other guys are doing to raise money might not make a bad column. Just a thought. Just throwing that out there.
That wouldn't be a bad one at all, actually. Now I think about it, because we always do stuff for, you know, the athletes who do things. And one of the things about the athletes doing stuff now, this is what they do all of the time, you know. It just happens to be they have a specific time where people may be paying a little bit more attention. But most of those guys are in the giving mode in a lot of ways, you know, throughout the year. But, yeah, you're right. That is, I mean, and I'm sure it's happening all over the world, not just all over the U.S., but that is certainly one of the unique things that I've always thought about Houston, of, man, we have regular, ordinary, everyday people who give a helping hand and who will help you do things that I don't, you know. I mean, I've been to enough other cities to see where, you know, you ask somebody what time it is, and it's a struggle for them to be kind enough to give you that.
Whereas Boston.
Houston, people will offer you things, and you're not even asking, because that's the kind of city we are.
Yeah, you did spend some time in Boston. We all know that.
and you know what? I was black while I was there, too.
Oh, no, that must have been devastating.
It was a factor, trust me.
So what else you got going on these days? What'd you think of the Brandon Cooks trade, by the way?
When the biggest positive for your trade is that the guy you got coming in, you can get rid of him for nothing after a year, that's not a great trade. Unless you're also able to say there is no risk because you didn't give up anything for him, right? Well,
true.
They gave up something for him. They gave up a second-round pick. So he has to be a really good player and contribute for more than just a season.
But they gave up a Texans second-round pick, which is that's not going to amount to anything anyway.
Well, I always argue with people. I don't care who's doing the picking, but the pick is its own value. it's not the moron that makes the pick. Like I've seen the argument in my boy Nick just made the argument. Oh man, the first pick in the NFL draft is no good. Look at the players who were picked. I was like, well, that's because you picked that player. It's not the pick that's the problem. It's the people who made the picks.
Because no, I disagree.
In every NFL, it's not as easy as say the NBA draft. And baseball is a hard one too. But there's a great player in every draft, and the team that picks first it's their fault if they don't figure out who that player is.
Well, that's the that's what I'm saying. For the Texans, I mean, what's the point of them having a draft pick? You know they're going to blow it, a second-round draft pick. Give that pick to someone who can use it and do something good with it.
Yeah, but that pick, how you got that pick disgusts me too. So everything ties in together. I can't give him a pass for it. I really try not to dog the incoming player. It's not his fault. He is who he is. He's a decent player, and you know, and he can contribute. And but the odds are he won't, not in a significant way. And there's a chance that, you know, he won't be as valuable as they need him to be for them to want to keep him around long term. And it's not his fault that he's not DeAndre Hopkins. That's just right. Period. And there's no way to look at him on the field and not think, man, that could be D-Hop right there. Every time we see him do anything. And that's why it's going to end up being a bad trade, most likely.
All right. That's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Catch him here on Sunday mornings on the station. Catch him Sunday nights on TV. Read his columns in the Chronicle. And, I mentioned this before, but I want to praise Jerome and the Chronicle for making all their stuff free during this mess. And if you can afford it when it's over, go ahead and subscribe, because they, you know, this is a time when they really need subscribers. And the fact that they're doing that's a cool thing. And so support those guys when this is over with, if you can. Jerome, always a pleasure, man.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
Well,
you guys have a good one.
And, hopefully, we'll see you at the table Saturday.
It's this Saturday, right?
It's this Saturday.
This week too?
Saturday, 2 o'clock. And then free ones all week at 8 o'clock and noon. But the $60 buy-in, 10 bucks of which goes to our charities. And it'll be Saturday at 2 o'clock. And I will remind you on Friday if you're not signed up. So
yeah, do that. I mean, I'll make sure my interview for this week for my Sunday column is coming tomorrow, so I should be able to get that done. And you know, I'd like to come in and take half your winnings and donate it to, you know, the charity of my choice.
Well, the bar has been set, because AJ and I and Jerry Bo all cashed, and I finished second, so you got to beat second to be better than me. So there you go.
Well, no, but y'all, you got to embarrass me by giving away half your winnings. Now I got to give away half mine, because obviously I'm going to win. And so, okay, fine, I'll go ahead and give half my winnings away. That's cool. Not a problem. You know. All right, fellas.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. All right, let's take a quick break. And we come back, I have a gym of the day for you. And I hope you like it. It's, you know, it's a different gym of the day. And in fact, I have several choices. I may like let AJ choose, because I have like five really good ones.
So. All right.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday, 713-780-3776. And just a quick Jerome story. I want to praise him a little bit for something. He's a really solid tournament player, but he's a fantastic cash game player. And there were a few times we had this game we used to play every Friday night, and tournament first, then cash. And Jerome would always get the best of me. And it was like, what the hell? I mean, I just won the tournament. Now I've blown all my winnings on this friggin' cash game. And he really made me raise my game as a cash player. And I'm a much better cash player now than I ever was. And Jerome has a lot to do with that. So, you know, because now I can get the best of him, which is kind of cool. But
yeah,
you know,
I'm not a great cash player, and I just stay away from it for that reason.
I think one of my favorite Vegas trips, you're at the final table of the tournament after I bust out, and I go sit over at the cash table, and and play like four hands in 30 minutes and make twice what you made for winning the tournament.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, let's get out of here. Let's go drink. And they were pissed that I hit and runned on them, but, you know,
that's
what are you going to do? Yeah, it just and it's kind of cool because I've changed my strategy a lot, and Jerome had a lot to do with that. So here are some of the things that I have, and you can pick the one you like the best for the gym of the day. I have an escape zebra running through the streets of Paris. I have Dungeons and Dragons news. I have an old man ejecting from a fighter plane while it was in the air. And you know what? Those are the three best. So which one of those do you want?
Let's go with the zoo story.
Okay. Because, I mean, we can always get to the other stories. If you were in France and in a Paris suburb and we're just kind of walking around and saw a zebra running loose through the town, then you weren't hallucinating.
That actually there happened was a to zebra last week.
Oh, well, that if I smoke too much weed, I'll see that. But no, this actually happened.
That's like the coyote the zebra was following me around.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, now that I put zebra in your head, next time that it's going to be a zebra.
That's right.
But a zebra and two horses were caught on video running through the streets of Champagne-sur-Marne after escaping from an outdoor
Are you
enclosure.
Sure that's not champagne?
No, it's Champigny.
Okay.
It's got a Y at the end. Maybe that's okay. How they spell champagne. Maybe it is Champagne-sur-Marne. I don't do French. But there was a circus in nearby Ormesson-sur-Marne, and the zebra escaped. The owner of the circus said he escaped when the enclosure was left unlocked. Okay, that's really smart. Oh, we've got a zebra. Let's leave it unlocked. They were only on the loose for about 15 minutes before being recaptured. However, witnesses captured photos and videos of both the zebra and some wild deer who were running through the empty streets. So this lockdown has the animals crazy, too.
Well, listen, it's a wild world out there.
Oh, boy.
where's the Zebra King documentary when we need it?
Did you see they released, like, an after
episode? I saw that. They put it on last night, right? Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, and I have not watched it yet because everything I've read is that it's just awful and not worth your time.
Okay.
So.
Well, I haven't.
Anyway, that was your
Zed. They probably just realized that people will watch anything based on that.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. So they went back and interviewed some of these guys again. This is the aftermath. And, you know, I'm sorry, without Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin, it's just not worth watching. So. Because the other guys are just scummy and not interesting. At least those two are interesting, mainly because she acts like she's some saint. And
who, that bitch Carol Baskin?
Yeah, yeah.
And, the proper, you know, respect he's a, on her name.
Well, sorry, I forgot to put the bitch on the front.
That's right.
Gay polygamous gun-toting tiger guy who tries to get people killed.
Now that's
without the interesting characters, what the hell? So, if we have a minute here, do we have time here for this, or should I save it for 6 o'clock? Oh, we have Lawyer Dave on hold? Well, we don't want to keep Lawyer Dave on hold. Let's get Lawyer Dave. What's going on, Lawyer Dave?
Well, I am at home, having worked another vigorous half a day, and taking care of the blitzers. They're still calling. We did two remote signups earlier in the week, and I went by a hospital a couple of weeks ago. That was a trip to help a guy that was hurt. So we're still busy. And people are still acting crazy, even though there's not that many on the road.
Yeah, I almost saw there were two cars on my road outside of my house today, and they almost ran into each other. And they're the only two cars. I'm like, really, guys? But I wanted to ask you, are you doing settlements now at least, or is it just kind of on hold in terms of getting things done until the courts reopen?
Well, that's a good question for the blitzers, those that are my clients or are going to be. Especially, the settlements are still going on. We're doing mediations by Zoom or some equivalent of that. And so those things are working surprisingly well. The actual court appearances are by phone only. And they don't have, they're not, most are not set up for Zoom yet, as far as I know. And so that's kind of a problem. But, yeah, business is going on. It's just crazy.
Well, if somebody does get in an accident, or they're working and they slip and fall, or the hospital misleads them on their corona test, they can call you and you don't charge a dime, right?
Right. All the consultations are free. And if somebody is hurt and they need to figure out where to go to see a doctor and they don't have any money to see one up front, we'll get them to the doctor that they need so that they can get the treatment they need without worrying about, gosh, where's the money going to come from? We even arrange for rides for people that are, you know, their cars are wrecked because of an accident, they can't get to the doctor. We even help them out with that. So we try to do all we can for the people.
All right, let them know how they can get in touch with you, Dave.
Hit me up at 713-626-8900 or at lawyerdave.com or tweet me at lawyerdavelaw or by all means get a hold of me through my friend Fred Fowler.
Yeah, you guys can always hit me up on Twitter via DM or just on Twitter itself, or you can send me an email, and I will, if you can't remember all that, I'll put you in touch with him. Okay, Dave, they need a lawyer. What do?
They better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5.